Well, there used to be a system or a complaint been put in, oh, it is an isolated incident. But this is far from an isolated incident. We had the incident with the ambulance in Drogheda, where the wheels came off the roundabout coming to Dublin as well, the same thing. And at this stage, like, you know, we have to say that everybody is concerned, not just for the patient safety, but also for the staff as well, like, and other road users, that if this is the state of the vehicles, we have a serious problem.
To take the Donegal example, that vehicle had 412,000 kilometres on its clock. Is that an unusually high figure or representative of the fleet?
It's not an unusually high figure, and it would be representative of the fleet. And I tell you why. Most vehicles have a lifespan of 3 years or 300,000 kilometres. But even at 3 years, and if just 300,000 kilometres, that's an average 15-year-old vehicle then, even though it's only 3 years old for the amount of mileage it's doing. So the policy about replacing vehicles and remounting vehicles has to be seriously looked into, because there's too much at risk here, too much at stake in patient care and staff care.
And finally, the person to look into that is Leo Varadkar. I know Sinn Féin are in the Dáil going to ask him to review the entire fleet and its safety. Those are calls you're making as well, I presume.
We are, yeah, but we're also looking for, like, you know, that we'd be calling on the minister to basically to empower the pre-hospital emergency care council, not only just to set vehicle standards, but to be given the authority to inspect and to sanction any provider of the vehicles to the ambulance service.